Ticket with the programming. I'm Chase Ingram.
I'm Captain America.
And along with me is Bill Grundler.
Wolverine.
And we're going to talk our strength of field system in the next level of perfection we will take it to.
So what's interesting, I'm glad that we're doing the show, dude. I'm glad because I know you've been thinking about how to put it together. But what's crazy is the fact that when we come up with this idea.
Yes.
And we show how effing, I won't say it this early. I'll wait. We're only 1 minute.
We're 1 minute in, bro.
That it's such a effing great idea. Mm. And the holdup is always about judging.
Right.
And we have talked at,
I mean, you could say Andrew Hiller years. Was created in the flames of the disaster that was the judging.
Right. 100%. So I mean, I know that we've talked some different things and I can't wait for you to get into all the nuts and bolts of what you came up with. But at some point, let me ask you this. Mm. What do you think is more important? A general consensus voting.
Right.
Or HQ voting?
General consensus voting.
Meaning, like, you know, when we've always talked
so
about
crowdsourcing.
Course, I get to put the thumb up or the thumb down.
Which you can still do, by the way.
Oh, really? Is that a thing?
It's a thing.
Does it even count?
I'll show you right now.
Do people even? Okay. People I don't do
even,
it. Yeah.
Do people
Is there
even
a reason
this?
To do it, though?
Well, that's a different question. But just to give people a visualization of what this is. So let me pull up the leaderboard.
Have you ever voted on anybody's?
Oh, yeah.
Have you? So have I.
Oh, yeah.
And when you vote, and these are going to be great things to bring up as we get into this whole thing. But yeah. When you voted on people's, mm-hmm. Whose did you vote on? Like, was it someone like down in the mix or was it like someone up towards the top or someone that you just liked?
No, it was someone that I saw like their scores come up and I'm like, there's no way.
Effing way.
Yeah. Clearly. And I would come over here. So I just showed you guys, you can click on the video and then over here you can write, it has instructions. Good video, needs review, invalid video. It's already there.
Well, look at that.
It's been there the whole time.
Look at that.
So it's already,
you know,
and
crazy
you can view the standards.
I have
oh,
yet
look.
To hear HQ let us know that that's even there. Why? Because I don't even think, I personally don't think they don't use it for anything.
No, I don't think they do.
Which is crazy, dude, because that's a whole, like, that's an arm that you're not using. We have a small team. Use this right arm over here. How about that?
Yeah. Watsami CrossFit just sent out a new survey. Oh, did they really?
What did they ask?
Let me see. Do I have one?
Oh, I haven't even looked at my
reload
email yet.
The website. Nope. Nothing there. Oh, maybe it didn't go to me. Oh. Anyway.
You're a company man. That's why you didn't get it.
Well, usually I get those emails before you do.
is it a survey of the survey? Hey, what
maybe
do you think of this survey?
Let's maybe it's a survey about the South Central affiliate rep. And that's why I didn't get one. Good morning, Judy. Good morning. So to your question is like, do I like crowdsourcing judging versus HQ small team judging? I like crowdsource judging because I think you get a more in excited range of individuals doing this versus having to just like slog through it because it's your job. But I think you get a better swath of eyeballs. So the percentages you get and then you bump that up to the next level, I think also helps the top level too. Right. Yeah. And what's needed, and we've said this before, is that in this crowdsourcing at like, you have to submit, but there should be a box down here next to the submit, and you have to write in something before this box turns blue, right? So you can't just say invalid video because I don't like this guy and just like
right.
Thumbs down it or needs review. If you want to help the next level, good video, you don't need to say anything. It's good.
What if they had it? You know how like in the judges course, you have to watch a whole video before you can move on to the next page?
I think that should be absolutely right. Like
right?
You can't, like none of these things pop up until this whole video is watched through and you can't scrub it.
Yeah.
I like that. That's a good idea. Great idea. Right. This is all centered around what we're doing today. We're trying to show you guys how to judge the strength of field system. Because the biggest feedback I got was in the open, there's way too many people to judge to, and they're right, right? Like 100,000 plus people that can sway top 100 in the open dramatically, also depending on the programming, right? And so they were right. I was like, you're right. This is a, at the moment, this is a dream. We're not putting too much of the reality constraints of judging all the videos, verifying all the scores from week to week in the open, and then submission one to submission two during quarterfinals. You're right. But I was also told, it's like, it's too hard to do or near impossible. Too much. Yeah. It's just too much work is what I was told. And I was like, you're right. That's a lot of work for a small team. So I took it upon myself as a challenge to show you that there is a way to do this. So just like,
because you are a large team.
I'm a thinker.
You're a large team to their small team.
I'm an overthinker.
If you're a one person large team, what the heck? How many people are on the small team?
I don't know.
18.
But they're also doing a lot. Wadsami, those are probably placebo buttons. Hey, you know, the main point here is that this remarkable system I'm about to unveil to you, which is unremarkable. That's the best part. I'm not making anything crazy happen here, is that it's already built in. So we don't have to tell them they need to build something. What needs to happen is if you have a good video, you don't need to hit anything. But if you hit a need to review or invalid, you have to write something in a comment box. Hey, all lockouts of their elbows, non-existent. There has to be a reason. You can't just hit no. Right? And you can only do this if you have a judge's course certificate, which I'll move past before I upset Bill. But
okay.
Also in days we can review, yesterday, this is all timely, and we shifted these shows around, and somehow it, like, timing... The serendipitous timing that is.
Must have been the eclipse.
Yes, yes. Wadsami Chase bring a solution to his with his complaint. Yes. Who knew?
We're supposed to do
That's how it's supposed to go. It's not a complaint. It's a constructive feedback. Complaints are just, you should do this. I don't like that.
Yep.
All right. So days we can review, he was talking about making the open matter again. This question has come up quite a few times, specifically for the elite athletes. And Dave acknowledged that the Open, as of late, is a mere formality for the elite athletes, different than what it was like taking athletes from the Open to regionals or Open directly to the CrossFit Games or however you wanted to do it. And he's like, we will have the Open matter again. I was like, cool. I know a pair of guys that have a good idea.
Got a system for you already.
We've already put it in place. It's technically theoretical, but we are also doing a thought experiment in real time as we do this thing. Mm-hmm. And to help this system become a reality and take the pressure of judging and certifying scores, because everything is so dependent on the way you perform in the open and the way you perform in quarterfinals to determine the strength of field of your semifinal and give you games qualifying spots for the CrossFit Games, is I've developed a way to actually make this much more doable for the season. So in sense is our Inside the Leaderboard strength of field system that we've created and brought to reality thanks to Mike Halpin, is more of a reality and simpler to do with this format. So I'll start from the top. The criticism was it's too much work to verify all the scores in the open. It's a lot of work to verify all the scores in the open. And if you were to do it in the way it's set up now, it's an excessive amount of work to verify scores in the open. And so when you guys register for the open, you guys have to basically check a few boxes, age group, things of that nature. And what I'll do is I'll share my competition dashboard. Let's see if I pull this up for you guys. Where are we? Nope. Come on. Oh, thinking. Sometimes this website really irritates me. All right, I'll pull this up. I feel like a toolkit. No. Yes, competition dashboard. Right off the bat, I don't look like this anymore. But I used to. Anyways. All right. So in my dashboard, say I register for the open. We're taking this all the way back to step one, right? When you register for the open, you register, it puts you in your age group when you submit your birth date and all that stuff. And it files you in whatever age group category in, whatever sex you compete at or sex you are, sorry, sex that you are, of which you will be competing in. Semifinal region, all those wonderful things, your affiliate, all that. Right? You input a lot of this information on the left, right, where you reside. When you do this and you sign up for the open in this format, I already said I don't look like that anymore, Judy, but thank you. You'll just check one box. And the one box is, would you like to enter the pool for semifinal and CrossFit Games competition? That's it. For the same box you check your sex, for the same box you check where you live, for the same thing box you check for what affiliate you go to, so on and so forth. For the same box you check for your birthday, at the very bottom in this registration, it'll be a box. And would you like to be entered into the field of semifinal and CrossFit Games qualification? That's it. When you check this box, it's just going to put you on a different tab along with the open leaderboard as it stands today. So here's why that's important. Just like filtering, say, your semifinal for the open. All right. So say I'm looking at the CrossFit Open and you can search worldwide or, oh, look, a drop-down menu, Bill. And right here it has North America West. That's a filter. That's a filter because you check the box that you reside in North America West. Just pretend there's a filter box right here that just says, okay, division, individual, okay, that's a worldwide thing. Open leaderboard, great. Here, it would just have semifinal open leaderboard. And this would be a drop-down leaderboard that would have all the athletes that wanted to be in contention or just compete along with those athletes that are putting themselves directly into the semifinal pool of athletes. Everybody with me so far? One button. I personally think it should be an additional cost because of the things that I'm adding to the plate of the HQ staff and the judges, which can help pay for some of these things, but we'll just go from there. Okay. Now, when you do that, now, when we do our strength of field leaderboard, we don't look at the open leaderboard here. Can we see that?
Yeah.
Can you see when I drop it down? I don't really see it on the thing.
Oh, it's not dropping down.
Okay. Well, okay, so you can change affiliates, right? Affiliate participation leaderboard, open leaderboard. There's two. Say I'm changing to, say this is the semifinal leaderboard, right? I just clicked a new button. Our top 100 would be based off this pool of athletes. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't change the worldwide open leaderboard. It wouldn't change the way anything is scored for the open. Nothing at all would change now. We just have an extra filter on the leaderboard. That's it. And then we take our top 100 from this smaller pool of athletes, which I would assume is maybe a couple thousand men and women at most. And it would probably be less than the pool of quarterfinals athletes that you're sending to semifinals to begin with. And from this pool, the rules are when you submit your score in the open and you're in this semifinal filter, you must have a registered judge as your judge and you must submit it with a video. That's it. So now you get to see your score, we get to see your video, and you're with a registered judge, and the judging will be crowdsourced right from the jump, like we showed you guys at the top of the show, of which you must watch the whole video. You must be a registered judge to judge these videos. You can't just sign up and just troll
Hack
people.
On people.
Right.
Yeah.
And then those will get judged in real time. And so the filtering system and the judging system is now maybe 1% of what it was if you just took the whole open pool. And that's week to week in the open. And by the time the open is over and before quarterfinals start, all these scores should be able to be filtered through and looked at. Because what you should do, and if you pay the extra, say, $50 to do the semifinals, why? Because you're signing up for a competition. This is an extra layer to perfect and improve your season and make the Open matter and make quarterfinals matter. You take that money and you hire the new association of judges that just got built. And you say, here's the videos that are for review. We'll take the ones that are maybe invalid. You go through them. It's a second party tested that is not with the CrossFit Games itself, right? They don't need to bog themselves down with this. They have other things to do. And you give it to all these judges who are supposedly professional judges, and you just pay them and their people, however they want to hire with the budget you give them, and then they send you all the results back. And maybe there's other ones that they flag that our team or CrossFit's team needs to look at. And you have it all judged. And the same thing for quarterfinals. When the whole mass of 25% moves to quarterfinals, you're still in the pool, right? This box that you paid for in the Open takes you all through the semifinals. It's not a new cost. It's just a one-time fee.
Got it.
Right? And then your quarterfinal videos all must be submitted with a registered judge. There's only four, and that all gets filtered, crowdsourced, and as these things get a certain percentage, they get pushed over to the judges association that they've just developed, and then they bring it back. And all of those worries and all of that work gets filtered out right from the start. It's videoed, it's peer-reviewed, and you have a third party doing all of your judging for you. A third party, by the way, that wants to do this more than anything. It's what they do. They are a part of this professional judges association because this is what they want to do. Not that they're forced to do or that they have to do. It's literally why they exist.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
One of the hardest things I have with judging is, okay, remember when we were on the floor?
Right.
And we have our judge in our lane.
Yep.
We're playing to that judge.
Right.
Then all of a sudden the head judge comes over, mm-hmm. and the judge that we had is now changing what they're saying based on what the head judge is saying as they come back around. I'm talking like local competition,
yeah,
whatever.
In person.
The idea of having, okay, so you start off, you must have a registered judge.
Right.
Why have a registered judge if the video that I have to put out, because I want to compete, I have to be able to put all my videos up, right? You're talking all the videos, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If that video is going to be judged by a registered judge, mm-hmm. live.
Right.
Now, their judging may or may not count because it's going to be live. It's going to be outsourced. Right. Or it's going to be peer-reviewed. The peer group. That may be second-guessed by the judging, affiliate judging group, which may again get pushed to HQ. So that means that my workout just got judged four different times. Like, if I'm in a comp, like a real competition,
yeah,
it's going to be judged at that time. So right. why would it need to be judged four times?
Well, it's an online competition for one.
Okay.
And it's a bigger filter of trust for two. And, or just get rid of the judges course then. We have it. We have to put it to use. Right?
Right.
I'm working within the confines that we have.
And it
makes a lot of sense, right? Like if I'm getting videoed already, what does it matter if I have a judge there?
Right.
What does it matter that I have a judge there at all? I'm already submitting my video.
100%.
It's incumbent on me to do everything right. Right. But like if you're telling me we're going to do a strength of field using Open workouts and quarterfinal workouts to determine CrossFit Games qualifying spots. And you say, here's our system. You have a judge in person that's a registered judge. It's crowdsourced from a worldwide audience of registered judges. And it also goes through an online filter of professional judges. And then maybe the CrossFit staff on top of that. I would trust those scores a bit more for a competition season where there's a lot on the line.
Dude, that honestly, that amount of judging is more than what someone would get at the CrossFit Games.
True, but this is determining who and how many get to CrossFit Games, so I want my system foolproof.
Okay, let me ask you this then. The videos that get sourced.
Yeah.
To make it more realistic, mm-hmm. that make the judging more realistic? Should it be a, as if they were really judging, a, you get to watch the video one time and you can't adjust the video. You can't slow it down and zoom in and do a hill or draw the line, because you're not going to do that in real life anyway.
Yeah.
Like in real life, you have to have, there's got to be some level of, okay, judge, I'm entrusting on you to use your eye.
Mm-hmm.
To how close do you think it is? Not like, let me go back and get the protractor and see if it was exactly here and there. Cause you look at any other sport and there's going to be, you know, there's an element of subjectivity. I'm the judge. What do I see as the judge?
Right.
Do you feel that that would be allowed, or should they be allowed to do like a Hiller version where you go and you throw the line?
I don't like that. Feet,
which part?
The second one.
Putting up the line where you have to watch it live.
I like one time watch through, it live one time
you
through.
Give your shot.
Yeah. I like that. I mean,
you wouldn't be able to, at least I don't think the crowdsourcing or the affiliate judges group should be able to do it. Maybe when you get to the HQ, when they really need to look,
yeah.
they should be able to timestamp, because they have to be able to say, like,
well, okay, this rep, so here's
this
the
rep,
thing.
This rep.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Like, we can argue rep seconds here. If it's just reps and seconds, there is not a whole lot of change there with what we're looking at, right? It's like, oh, he got a rep there, got a rep there. Like, if you're in the top 100, you're in the top 100. Yeah, it matters a bit more, but like maybe the 90 to 110 we're really, really like coming down on when we look at that. But
right.
with those athletes, you know, it's not as strict as saying who won the Open.
Well, and the reason I'm saying that, and I'm not trying to throw wrenches into your
No, plan. This is, what we need is more holes poked in.
Because what I see happening is, okay, someone makes it through. We've seen this happen. Someone makes it through.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's video is now seen. And then you have someone like Hiller who will go and look and be like, how the hell did this guy get through?
Sure.
They got through four people. And it's like, look what I see. And then all of a sudden the lines get drawn up, whatever. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I want these people that want to judge to want to judge.
Right.
Because if I'm like, hey man, I want to do my part and mm-hmm. I want to help athletes get through or get the right athletes through, then it's like I know that I'm doing my thing. But if I'm going to go and do that and then I'm going to get hacked online because they say that I'm shitty at what I do.
Well, your judge should also be titled right next to the athlete's name, which it is. It's judged by, that's on there.
Right. So if that's what I mean, like it gives me leeway
mm-hmm.
to be the best judge I can.
Right.
Without a, what the hell are you doing? What
sure.
are you looking at? You know, if I, it's like, hey, I got one shot. Here's my view.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get to move around. I don't get this from this angle. This is what I get.
Right.
I don't get to slow it down.
Well, that's just like any sport in real time, right? Like there. And
that's why I think it's important. And I'm trying to give that group that you're saying, because again, we want those people to judge us. If we didn't have that, if we didn't have the ability to outsource
right.
and use the crowdsourcing, if we didn't have the ability to have judges that wanted to do this, then this segment wouldn't even be able to work.
Right.
We need these guys.
We
so this
need
is an
this.
Element of like, hey, I want you to do your job. You do the absolute best you can.
Right.
Judge it like you would judge it.
Yeah. Well, Nibby makes a great point, and this is what Seema is making a great point, is like, I'd rather an athlete, wait, no, that's not it. It was Nibby. But good comment. The only way judging gets better if we practice like everything else. The problem is we want perfect. Yes. But like, listen, yes, everyone wants perfect. It's unrealistic. It would be like there would be someone who after every NFL game goes through every not hold yep. on yep. the offensive line that wasn't called or pass interference or a baseball game of balls and strikes. I mean, how much do we see that where there's a box and we can clearly see it's the ball, the ump calls it a strike or vice versa. Like that's, yep. if you want to play that game, fine. Right. But the reality of the situation is it's all best as possible. And with this 4-tiered filtering system, it's about as best as you can possibly, it's better than in person.
Dude, it's wet. That's
and it
so
needs
deep
to be
going through that.
Yeah. And it needs to be because the importance of the system that we're using.
Right.
Right. We're saying everything rides on the line for the Open with 150,000 people. But with our filtering system, maybe it's just a couple thousand. Yeah. I mean, look at the teams. Look at the top 25% of teams going to quarterfinals. There are no teams competing. A couple hundred in each semifinal?
Right.
Same thing's going to happen with this, which is good because now it's just a massively more dense field of athletes and an easier collective pool to go. And the reason why we're saying this is that we're just showing you is that we're not even making up stuff. We're just giving ideas that are already there and doable.
What do you think a time frame would look like on something like that? Would it be able to get done fast enough with that many filters?
I think yes.
Okay.
I do. Okay, so open it like Thursday to Monday. Like as you submit, it's all getting filtered through. 3 days of filtering for a couple thousand with an extra, week before quarterfinals. Like all can be done before quarterfinals. Dude, they have to judge quarterfinals in a week this year. And there are more people doing that than will be in this pool of athletes. So with less help.
I honestly, this would be an interesting question to ask, like Dave, how many videos actually get judged? Like the team that they have that goes.
Well, I mean, videos. I don't want to go down that road right now. I want to talk about what we're talking about.
Well, no, I mean, all I'm talking about is
I don't know
with the number of and I'm not saying
that. Well, they've said is like they'll look at one.
Like, how much are we taking away from them? Like, how much work are we saving them by going to crowdsourcing and then this other team?
I think it's shit ton.
Okay.
I think so.
Well, that's why I'm asking. Like, yeah. I wonder how much is on their plate. Like, I have no idea. I have no idea how many videos they need to look at.
By the way, it's presented publicly. This is a lot,
right, Nivy?
Right,
a lot, Bill.
A lot, yeah, a lot. Good answer. Now, with this system, right? Like, you have to submit a video. You have to have a registered judge. It's crowdsourced from the open. It's on a different tier. Like, it's all there. It's just a box to check. We're not rebuilding a leaderboard. We're not changing the way the open is structured. We're not changing the worldwide leaderboard. Everybody gets to participate. And if you want to jump into this pool, you can, and you have to pay for it because it needs to pay for itself to do all this.
Right.
The other thing I was thinking of to make this even more strict and intense is in this semifinal pool, if, say, you get a video this will happen anyways, but like if your video doesn't get approved after week one, you're done. You're not on this leaderboard anymore. They scrub it every week. And then possibly you can put in minimum work requirements now.
Ooh.
Right? Oh, you didn't break 10 minutes in 24.1. You are removed from this semifinal pool of athletes. So you don't have any effect. Right. Oh, you didn't get 8 rounds in 24.2. Swipe. You didn't do a bar muscle up or one thruster at 135. Well, then you knock out Tia. They'll get one. Right. Something like that. Oh, you didn't finish the first.
And the point of that would be so that you can't have someone sandbag and swap the leaderboard.
You can't have someone in there put zero scores in and then hit the lift that you put in there.
Yeah.
Right. You can't have someone come in and just nail 24.1 and just skip the other two. Like, you don't want people to affect the leaderboard that are not even in the competition fully. And you just filter through. By the way, I'm pretty sure Brooke would do one bar muscle up if this was the case.
Same.
And if she couldn't, she ain't getting through quarterfinals. So there's nothing to worry about. That's it. That's the system.
You're right. It's not a lot of extra work at all. You have one box. You have
anybody have the team rosters out there asking for a friend?
You have the one box to check that gives you your filter that allows you to filter the leaderboard to so that when we are doing the strength of field, we know what we're looking at to see where the actual leaderboard is the usable leaderboard for the spots for the games. You have on there the way you can outsource the team.
Right.
And how you're going to get those people on there. And how you can crowdsource. How you have to look through that.
Mm-hmm. That, Done.
Dude, I mean,
nothing changes.
We need to be able to use the crowdsourcing anyway.
It's already right there. We just showed you.
Things are already there. Why are they there if we're not using them? They're there. Yes. Doesn't make any sense.
Oh, Nivi, you work. You just exposed yourself. You're right. I have not accepted my invite yet. My quarterfinals invite. Are you checking up on me? What type of fake name is this? Is that you, Angel? Here, and the last thing here is like we're trying to simplify and filter the system so it's easy to run, easy to judge, easy to keep.
That's why she said a lot. I know. She is she on the inside.
And I'm saying she. I'm assuming. I can't see the thumbnail. And you know what the first filtering system is? Pay to play.
Yes.
Oh, I want to do it. I'm like $50. I'm like, nah. I'm good. I'll still look at you on the open leaderboard, which doesn't change, right? We are not changing anything.
Yeah.
You're checking a box when you register for the open. It's $50 pay to play. And if you don't want to play, don't pay for it. And you will not bog down the system. And it's like, if you feel like you have semifinal aspirations or you just want to be on the leaderboard with semifinal athletes, you can pay this and you can hop in. That's it. And if you're in this leaderboard to submit scores for the open, you must video everything by a registered judge. It'll be crowdsourced on the leaderboard in real time. The videos that will need to be reviewed will be sent to the Professional Judges Association. And then all of that will be done in real time, hopefully by the deadline of scores before the next open workout starts. And then the system is even more legit. Real-time, performance-based metrics.
Well, and then we get out of the... No, now we get out of... We step into the idea that, like, hey, it's a real competition.
Right.
We already did the Festival of Fitness... The fitness fun run, which is cool. Everyone's right. In, but we get to play that. Those of you that really have the, hey man, I'm in this for the game. I'm in this for the long haul. This is my annual fitness test.
Right.
That makes it easy.
And you can do both. Right. Nothing. Like I said, nothing changes.
Yeah.
The crowdsourced video review is already built in. We just saw it. It's there. Yeah. Man. And then if anything gets to a certain percentage of need to review with information, that's the best part. Because right. If I'm on the professional judges thing and I'm like, all right, here's 30 videos you need to watch over the next 3 days. I'm like, all right. But it's really nice when it says, here's the common things we've seen. Not extending our hips on deadlift. Constantly not hitting the number of reps and double unders.
Right. Yeah. Because watching it in real time, you're not going to be able to get like timestamps necessarily.
Yeah.
So it would just be like, what do you see?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
dude, I like
you outsource it.
Yeah.
To the professionals.
How many people are in the Judges Association?
I have no idea. Brian Friend says, if you want to send rosters of any of the teams in qualifying positions, you can DM him. He's at Brian Friend CrossFit or Be Friendly Fitness, either one of those. Unless you want to curate in one spot, he'll add them to what he has currently making a list. Oh, he's got a lot so far. Good. So if you guys are on a team and you haven't sent some to Brian, send it to Brian.
Dude, I would never be a judge.
No, but like...
I'm just saying,
but there are people that nothing more to be that. So let's just give it to them.
I know. I'm all for it. I'm all about it.
Right.
I'm just saying that, like, I'm glad that there are people that want to do that because we've done that, dude. We've done that. It is stressful.
Yeah.
It's stressful. Hats off. Tip of the hat. If you guys that want to judge, you guys and girls that want to judge out there.
Yes. Thank you guys. Thank you so much. But to the criticism that this system is unrealistic because of the volume of athletes in the open that we can't judge. There you go.
Yep, done. Done.
Done. It's done. We just made our system better. and it'll make the open matter to everyone.
Would the
top of the heap to the fans, and it doesn't make it too exclusive for everybody else. Nothing changes.
No. Would you do the 51% thumb up, thumb down thing for it to advance up the field, or how?
No, I probably it, like, higher.
No matter what, it goes up.
I would
everybody
say
gets four judges.
No.
Well, three, because it might not have to go to HQ.
Yeah.
So live judge.
No, because
judge.
It's like it's not going to be perfect. 50%. I would actually raise that, like 90%. Do you know how many dislikes you have to get to 90% approval rating?
Okay. So
whatever. Pick a percent, not 50.
Well, no, I'm just playing with the numbers. And that's all. I'm just playing with the numbers because it's, if it's going to go through the crowdsourcing, right. you want them to be able to, like, it should be able to be stopped there at some point. Don't you think?
Sure. No. Yeah. Put a system in there. Right, but like there's a lot of stop
90%,
gaps.
Yeah. Okay, cool. They're good to go.
Right.
What if it's...
No, that's a good point. I don't know. You're right. We should land on a percentage there, but like, you know, we're talking sand and rocks at the moment. Like, as far as like what we should get in first.
The complaints you've had about how to do it and it's too hard, that this would be one of the things that comes up. I could see it.
Okay.
That's why I was saying, like, in not that the number has to be solidified as of like today or anything like that, but would you be okay with, okay, if it's 51% positive, then it stops there? Or would it have to be, does it have to be 90%?
You know what it could
be? Like 60%, 60%.
You know what it could be? Let me pull this back up. Okay. Let's share this tab. I get a bounce here in a second. All right. So this is a video you can review. Right, you can good needs review invalid. You need a box here that submits a needs review or invalid.
Yep.
Right. I think on this video you could have some type of click of no reps. So maybe it's more of a percentage,
wow, counting one.
Like I can't just every time you hit a no rep, click the button. Click. No rep. No rep, and it's just like, all right. Maybe there's a certain percentage of no reps that go in there that vaults the video forward.
That'd be kind
of
cool.
Needs review. There's like 10% of the reps, like 10% of no reps, right?
Right, right.
So needs, because needs review doesn't have anything with it other than a blurb. But if you're just keeping track, right? All right, there's one. At the end of the day, it's like, okay, there was 180 total reps. I got 13 no reps. Yeah, that is above our threshold, along with the needs review.
Yeah, I like that.
You know what's funny is, now I'm adding too much words.
Dude.
That is the judge's course. You ask us to count the no reps in the damn judge's course.
It's there. Like, again, that platform is there. That page is there. The whole thing is set up. You could totally do that.
Yeah. It's already there.
I like it.
It's already there. So for those that had the constructive criticisms to our system, which was our constructive feedback of a new, better system, there you go. Figured it out for you. Thank you. All right.
That's good.
The Inside the Leaderboard will return next week. Inside Leaderboard will return next week. It is, let me see. I think it'll be on Monday. Let's see. Yes. On the 15th. What is that? Yes. Our preview show.
Yeah.
Okay. So Inside Leaderboard next week, if you guys go to our YouTube channel, just get with the programming, get up there. If you guys want to join the show, you're welcome to right there. Just a little, these guys over here, they know what's up. All right. This will be on Monday. So we'll do a preview show of the individual quarterfinals. And Mike Halpin has been diligently working on finding what team athletes were in competition that will not be in individual competition. So what our top 100 look like at the end of the Open is going to change because we have a better idea of who's going team and who's going indies. So that will be the preview show of what we're looking forward to the quarterfinal events being released that coming Wednesday, But that's not done for the week, guys. We got a lot coming up. Thursday, same time, same place, Bill and I are going to design our own individual quarterfinals for, I would say, four events. But how many scores are on there is up to you.
It's going to be four.
Okay, me too. So that'll be Thursday. So we're going to give you guys our programming. We reprogrammed the last 3 years of quarterfinals yesterday, which was super fun.
Dude, that was a way better show.
I was excited about it to begin with. I know you were not excited about it to begin with. And then at the end of the show, I was like, I was even more excited. And then you jumped on board. So I was pretty pumped. I was pretty pumped to that. And then last but not least, Friday, 12:15 Central, we unveil the very first CrossFit Jeopardy show, the fittest game show on earth. John Young versus Bill Grundler versus Taylor Self in ultimate CrossFit knowledge trivia.
It's so fun. I'm so nervous.
Guys, just hit the notify me button, right? Just jump in. You can join here too. You can be a member supporting us in our endeavors. And I can't wait. I'm testing it out tomorrow. I got to see if these questions are too hard. we'll see. We'll see. Bill's sweating.
He's so bad. He's sweating.
Oh, we're going to have so much fun. We're going to have so much fun. And we have fun every time we do this show because of you guys. So thank you guys for all showing up today. We'll see you guys Thursday at 10:15 a.m. Pacific, 12:15 Central, where we go through our programming of quarterfinals, our predictions of what's to come next week. And then Friday at the same time, we are going to party. Jeopardy style. So thanks guys for joining us. Hope you like the new and improved judging system that we have created for our strength of field. See you guys Thursday.
Bye, guys.